Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Restless Coffins, written by M.P. Wright and read by Ben Onwukwe. They stood on the jagged rocks above the caves, on a low promontory that jutted out between a series of deep pools, casting their fishing lines out into the sea. By late afternoon, they had caught and thrown back over a dozen barjacks and mahogany snappers. The sky had begun to turn a darker blue, and at the furthest edges of Joseph's vision, he could just make out the portentous darkening heavens of an approaching storm. The gulf waters below were still lime green, but had become streaked with threatening whitecaps. Darker patches of deep water, like clouds of ink, had begun to drift across the coral reef, another sign to the young boy that bad weather was brewing. Joseph and Bernice collected up their rods and lines and trudged down the steep cliff path back onto Harrismith Beach, then headed south towards the coast road. They walked quickly over the soggy sand, the seawater washing away their footprints before heading back away from the beach, climbing over rocks which were scattered across a series of interconnecting lagoons. In the distance, Joseph could see the multicolored fishing boats moored up on tow lines in the harbor at Deborah Bay. A thick, fetid odor suddenly blew in off the gathering tailwind. It wafted across the children's faces, making Bernice grimace.
"What's that?"
"Probably your breath," snapped Joseph.
"You shut your mouth."
Joseph cackled loudly, pleased with his cruel jibe and his sister's tetchy response to it. Bernice retaliated quickly by splashing water at her brother's back. The two children continued to taunt and sneer at each other as they pushed on, out across the lagoon, away from the blackening clouds in the bay behind them. Joseph continued to walk a few feet in front of his sister, the sour smell becoming more intense as they crossed over into an ankle-deep inlet which stood between them and the path across to the next cove. They trod carefully in the shallows, both navigating their footsteps away from the sharp coral and the spines of semi-hidden sea urchins. A floating island of kelp bobbed in the water in front of them as they climbed over a sandbar into another rock pool. That's when the putrid hum hit, and Joseph, out of the corner of his eye, saw a few yards in front of him just what was making all the stink. Underneath the overhanging branches of a palm, nestled in a stagnating saltwater-filled depression, was the body of a man.